suffering. And he's talking about that in this particular context. And so here he says, this kind of suffering, the same kinds of suffering, the suffering for doing the right stuff that you're supposed to do, this same kind of suffering is being experienced by your brotherhood in the world. This is the only time in the entire New Testament that this word experienced is translated experienced. It's actually most often translated another word that actually helps us to understand better what it is, the point that Peter is driving at. The word is most often translated completed. Completed. Knowing this same kind of challenges, suffering, have been completed by your brotherhood. Now I can think of two ways in which people complete something. One way in which they complete something is they check out of this world and they go to heaven. They've suffered in this world. They've lived for God in the way that God has called them to live, and their lives have come to a conclusion, and they have moved on to glory, and their lives stand as a testament to all of us. They did it. They suffered. They stood. They remained true. And they're home in glory to get their reward. Another element of this kind of completed suffering would be people that have gone through similar experiences that you have gone through, and they've got through to the other side. Another great message from yesterday was called The Land in the Middle, The Land in Between. And the guy was talking about the children of Israel left Egypt where things were really, really good, and they were going to the Promised Land, where there was milk and honey, and they were stuck in Sinai that was a desert. That's what suffering is. By the way, Kill the Spider and The Land in Between are both books as well, but the messages are on that no regrets thing. But there are brethren that have gone through what you're going through and got to the other side. And honored God in the process. You can face the lion and win. You can face the lion and win. People the world over have lived for God victoriously. Take heart. Take courage. Take strength. You can win. By God's grace, you can get through this. He will help you. This momentary light affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Your life can be lived how God intended it to be lived. You can make the right choices. You can bring glory to God. You can become a lighthouse testimony of God's provision in the darkest of hours. You can do this by the grace of God. By the grace of God. By the grace of God. In fact, after you have suffered a little. If you were here yesterday, the individual speaking yesterday applied this passage to a circumstance in his life because he got this passage by way of a text message. I'm going to describe it a little bit differently than he did because I didn't get his text message, okay? I actually had looked at the passage in a whole for the whole week. And so I saw the greater context for the passage. And so I'm going to look at it slightly different than he did. The truth that he brought up yesterday is absolutely true. Is absolutely true. And I don't want to in any way deny the truth that he brought up from that passage. By the way, I'm whetting your appetite. You want to go listen to the app now. But I'm going to try to let you see this from how Peter originally wrote it and what he meant. After you have suffered a while, what kind of suffering? The suffering of the same kind as the brethren. The suffering that comes from right living. The suffering that comes from making right choices. The suffering that comes from doing what God would want you to do in the right way at the right time. This isn't suffering because of your sin. This is suffering because of your right choices. After you have suffered for a little while, and the context here of the little while is the short time. And by the way, all of life is brief in some sense. I had Jeremiah up next to me earlier today. And you know how old Jeremiah is? Jeremiah's between, he's just 9 years old, right? He's 9 years old. He's how old I was when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Just a little while. By the way, you look at that and you go, wow, that was a long time ago. I look at it and I think, that wasn't that long ago. After a little while, the God of all grace, that's the power that God offers us to do this. The God of all grace who has called you to his eternal glory. That's what your life does when it pleases the Lord. It brings glory to God. He's called you to this eternal glory that in Christ, he will restore you. In Christ, he will confirm you. In Christ, he will strengthen you. In Christ, he will establish you. Now, those four words are in and of themselves powerful. I want to just you to look at all of them here together on one slide at the same time. I'm showing you the words in their Greek form so that you can learn a little bit of Greek. The first word is kata artizo. And so if you look at this close, you begin, it says the word kata means according to artizo. Anybody here any good at art? What does an artist do? An artist orders a picture in such a way that it brings beauty. This is when it says that he will restore you. He will bring the order of God's beauty upon the plan of your life. He will bring back the beauty of his artistic creation. You'll become a painting that when God turns around the easel to show it to the world, they'll go, wow. Oh, wow. God, you are amazing in what you can do. Your life will be restored. Then the second word, it's strengthened, the word that's in the English is the word confirm. The word confirm and the word strengthened are both translated the majority of the times by the word strengthened. And so when the English translators came to this, they couldn't say strengthened because they realized, you know, you wouldn't realize that. And so you'd think that was odd. This first word is the word from which we get the word strength, straino. You ever strain at something? That's the word there. He will strengthen you. He will confirm you. And it's the idea that he's going to bring about his result. The next word is a word that we don't think of as strength, but it's a word that carries that idea. He will sterilize you. It's sterile. It's clean. It's pure. It's completely what it was intended to be. It's 100% what God made it to be. You get stuff that's just kind of, it's just kind of half strength. And what happened? Well, you know, it's just kind of half strength. I mixed it with a little bit of dirt. Oh. Now, we're just going to have a show of hands here. How many of you drink coffee, drink the classic down that we prepare? How many of you drink the bold? Okay. Why do you go to the classic instead of the bold? Because the bold is too strong. That's the idea. And the last word is themelio, theme. What is the theme that God wanted your life to carry? There'll be a theme. He will bring order. He will bring strength. He will bring purity. He will bring the theme of His plan. If you'll stay in the trenches. If you'll stay in the trenches. My lion is bigger than that lion. My lion is better than that lion. My lion is bigger than that lion. My lion is better than that lion. My lion is going to get it done. On the night in which He was betrayed, He said, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Drink. This is my blood, the payment for your sin." And I looked, and behold, from the throne, there came one like unto a lion, a lamb slain from the foundations of the earth. We pause, God, to acknowledge your Son and His power against the force of darkness. To Him be the dominion. To Him be the power. To Him be the glory forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. The elders will come. We're going to celebrate this that signifies the death of Christ on our behalf. If you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, you are welcome to participate with us. This is the Lord's table that we take up. This is our opportunity to reflect upon what He did for us on that cross, where He defeated our foes, where He brought about the victory, where He engaged the enemy to provide us the strength to face whatever challenges we might ever come across. And so this is His table, and you are welcome to participate with us. On the night in which He was betrayed, He took bread. Brother Rich Tarwater, would you lead us in a word of prayer for this that signifies that Jesus Christ willingly gave up his body for us?
Our Heavenly Father, as we come before this table, Lord, I just ask that we not come half-heartedly. I ask, Lord, that as we come before this table, we do so in obedience, we do it in humbleness. You gave your Son for each and every one of us. He lived a perfect life and was willing to die for each and every one of us so that we would have the strength and the courage that through Christ we could face our lion. Lord, I just ask as we take this bread and as we take this drink that we come with repentant hearts and give you all the glory, for you have given us joy, you've given us freedom from sin, that we can stand before you covered in the blood of Christ, white as snow.
Amen.
And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
It is our custom to retain the elements and then partake of them together as a group.